We were discussing yesterday regarding what Chatam Sofer says, that tefillah officially should be prohibited for a person to pray, being that what am I asking for? For HaKadosh Baruch Hu to change his decision, as if to say, I know better and I could make a better decision, Chalila Bechas. Like they say, I think from one of the Hasidic Rebbeim, that he asked his Hasidim, that what would you do if you were God? So all of them said different nekudot, you know, one of them regarding different aspects of politics, the way he would run the world, whatever it is. Each of them gave his opinion, and at the end, the Rebbe said, all of you, what you are saying is nonsense. At the end of the day, the way God runs the world is the most perfect way that he's doing his job. So at the end of the day, if Chalila Bechas, a person had such a power anyway, so there is nothing to change anyway. So the way God is running the world is the most perfect way. So what is this when it comes to tefillah, therefore? Says, as I mentioned yesterday, Chatam Sofer says that it should be that is absolutely prohibited. The only reason why we do pray, שהקדוש ברוך הוא ציווה עלינו ולעובדו בכל לבבכם. Otherwise, אין ראוי להתפלל כלל. You should not ask for any changes, any, you know, נקודות to change, any aspects to change. So therefore, based on this, there are a couple of other answers that why is it that we come to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Besides the fact that it is ultimately one of the Taryag Mitzvot. So, he brings over here from the Midrash, based on a Pasuk in Yirmiyah Navi. We know the famous Pasuk that says, Arur HaGever Asher Yiftach Ba'adam. Cursed be the man that trusts another man. And when it comes to, however, trusting HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, Baruch HaGever Asher Yiftach Ba'Hashem, Ba'aya Hashem Miftachu. Blessed be the one who puts his trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem is his stronghold. That means, this is the location of his refuge. When you have problems and issues in your life, where do you go and where do you seek help? So therefore, based on this, tefillah is the idea of an indication that I believe in the power of Hashem, that everything has to do with God's decision. So therefore, tefillah is yesod, that tefillah is emuna, an indication to yourself that you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And not only do you believe, you trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's one thing to believe. Not everybody that believes trusts Hashem. Emunah is one thing, Bitachon is another thing. Bitachon is higher, much, much higher than Emunah. A better person, you know, a lot of people could say they believe, but when it comes to trusting HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they really don't have an absolute trust. So therefore, this is a nekuda, that tefillah is an indication of emuna. So he says that this is the lashon of the Rambam in Hilchot Berachot. Berachot rabot tiknu chachamim, the idea of v'ata Yisrael ma Hashem elokecha shoel meimach, al tikre ma ila me'a HaKadosh Baruch Hu shoel meimach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu requires from us me'a berachot. 100 blessings a day is the idea of for what reason the chachamim established such a chiyuv that we have to make 100 berachot a day. Says the Rambam. Says berachot rabot tikno chacham derech shevach v'odaya. That to be able to come to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu shevach v'odaya and to show our thankfulness. Mamash is one thing that a lot of times person we have different types of complaints. The complaints we do have. Thankfulness is another middle. To be able to see the positive and to see the good. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way he behaves towards us. So he says, Shevach Vodaya to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kedei Liskor Et HaBoret Tamid. So writes the Rambam, the idea of Me'a Berachot is in order that to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu at all times. So sometimes a person becomes, somebody said, Mamash is Emet. When we sometimes say a Beracha, somebody mentioned that the way sometimes we say the Beracha, we mumble the words, either you become Pac-Man or Miss Pac-Man. One of the two. You just open your mouth without anybody else hearing it, mamash gobble up the woods and shalom and Israel. That's not really the ultimate way to be able to say the berachot. So therefore, the way it's supposed to be, you're supposed to verbalize the words. Your ears are supposed to lechatchila hear the words, that this is the way to be able to say the berachot in the most enhanced way. And at the end of the day, if there are other people there, you should not withhold the answering of the Amen from others. To the extent I mentioned once, the Rav Ben Ishchai says, if you say the Birkat Hamazon with just mumbling the words, I mean saying, moving your lips, but at the end of the day your ears did not hear, Rav Ben Ishchai has a major, major chumrah. He says that you should go, wash again, eat again, say Birkat Hamazon once again. To this extent, because you said it, but no, you didn't yourself hear the words. This is not Birkat Hamazon. So Harav Avadia says, "Ena chinami lechatchila." We do agree, but you don't have to go to that extent. But lechatchila, everybody agrees. The proper way to indicate to yourself, "Derech bakasha v'odaya, shevach v'odaya to Hakadosh Baruch Hu," that I thank Hakadosh Baruch Hu for the food that I ate, or for other aspects to be able to remember God at all times. That is a nekuda of Me'a Berachot. Everybody agrees that it should be said properly, out loud, slowly, in a way that is going to be recognized as such. So this is another yesod. Yesod at tefillah is emunah. But in the ma'aser, there are other answers also as well that hopefully we'll get to discuss them later on.